Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back and welcome, Dave Santos.
Hey man, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. Thank you for coming down to the show.
Sure. Pleasure.
Now, you're a young singer-songwriter from Santa Cruz.
Yes,
in the Canary Islands, Tenerife. And you're now residing in London.
Yes.
And occasionally Bristol, is that right?
Well, not occasionally. I played there twice or three times in the past year, but I'm living just in London South.
They got a big music scene in Bristol, lots of places to play as well.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to go there and check it out. And so I played there twice in March and at a festival last August. And I love Bristol, really. Yeah.
Is it your first time to Brentwood in Essex?
No, it's actually the second time in Essex. And I always like to get out of London for just even for a day and just breathe and then come back to London.
I take it if you're from Canary Islands, you speak fluent Spanish.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So I should be saying, like, hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Bienvenido to Sunday Lunch Show.
Gracias.
De nada. Yeah, I thought that went well. right, let's get to the music. So how would you describe your musical genre?
Well, it's contemporary music with roots in traditional American music, such as country, blues, folk, and bluegrass.
Tell us about your musical journey, because it's how did you get into the Americana style? So it's not, I'm not saying it's an unusual style, but for young folks, it's normally go head towards the pop style.
Right. Well, through the internet, really. I mean, when I was back in Tenerife, I was a rock singer in cover bands and stuff. And then someday, just surfing on the YouTube, I had a suggestion on the right side. And there was one song by the Old-Crew Medicine Show. It's a band from Nashville, Tennessee. And I clicked on that, and that changed my life. I was like, this is what I want to do. And then I started to, you know, look more into those kind of bands and genre, and here I am.
When you was in Tenerife, yeah. Were you gigging around the city, or did you head into Las Americas and head to the holiday areas?
I never really made it south, because, I mean, well, I worked there for like half a year at hotels and stuff, and not for music. Music was just in Santa Cruz and La Laguna, which is the university city too.
Yeah.
And yeah, just around pubs and stuff, but it was a bit just too small. And this genre of mine now there, you have nothing to do there, because they want to listen to cover music. I mean, to just
Mostly cover music, isn't it? Yeah, it's a lot of cover music. I mean, I go to Tenerife quite a bit.
Gig
over there, kind of got flat there, so I tend to spend a lot of time there. And but especially around the holiday areas, you got people a spitting image of, you know, you'd go around Las Americas at night and you see like Elvis is running from to the next gig, Bob Marley's and you name it, all in their gear ready for the next gig. But so it's more cover music, isn't it? So tell us, you released your first EP, Heartaches and Whatnots.
Yes.
It came out in January. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, I put a band together last October, last year. And then we head to the studio and we recorded all in one day, the four songs, at Milk Studios in East London. Mm-hmm. That was with a drummer, electric guitar player, and bassist, and me. And now the drummer, he's going back to Canada, and we have a new guy, Paul Smith, on fiddle and keyboards. So what I'm doing right now, it's not exactly what I released in January. Now it's more rootsy and more kind of like the Dylan's Basement Tapes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so with the band, the Odds and Ends, great name, by the way, you play like a crossover country, rock, rock and roll, bluegrass, blues. Is that what you play in your local gigs? Is that the type of music you play with the band?
Yeah, it's mostly my originals. And one time it's a country song, it's others use a folk, blues, whatever. But it's always under the Americana Roots umbrella. And we always try to keep it up-tempo and fun for people, try to get people to sing along, dance, clap and stuff.
Okay. You're going to do a song for us live. What one have you picked? Tell us about the song.
I'm going to play for you Queen of Camden Town. It's one of my faves from this band too. And so most of the music that I listen to, it's from the States, so they talk about Kentucky, California and stuff, and I've never been to those places. So since I'm living in London, I thought I might as well write songs for Londoners, so I wrote this song called Queen of Camden Town.
Okay, take it away.
Mm-hmm. You know those tattoos you got on display are gonna wear out at some point. The one that looks like a bleeding rose, the one that says I love you, Lloyd. And that top and that skirt sure don't make your mama proud. But you don't give a damn, do you? You're the queen of Camden Town. Never seen a woman drink like that in all my adult life. We ran out of money at the Elephant's Head, but they knew you at the bar fly. And that top and that skirt were dirty when the sun came out. You don't give a damn, do you? You're the queen of Camden Town. Kind of guessed when we call it a night I would see you again. I just have to go to Camden High Street and wait by a t-shirt stand. There I see you with Lloyd. You're shouting at him so loud. But you don't give a damn, do you? You're the queen of Camden Town. You don't give a damn, do you? You're the queen of Camden Town. Okay, man.
Well done. Good lyrics as well. Queen of Camden Town. Love that.
Thanks.
Now, you perform regularly, as you said, in London for the last couple of years, actually. The American Roots Bill. Been supporting act in London for, I'll look this up, the established country act, Brennan and Lee and Noel McKay, is it?
Oh, yeah, that was a highlight, man.
That was at the Green Note?
Green Note, yeah, exactly.
You also play on the London stage, such as Troubadour, which is fantastic as well, the Garage and the Fiddler's Elbow.
Yeah, exactly.
These are great gigs. I must have enjoyed them. How did you get to work there?
Well, the first one, I mean, the highlight of my career so far, it's been the support act for Brennan Lee and Noel McKay. That was last year in October, Green Note. I just got in touch with them, with Brennan, and she kind of liked my music. And it was last minute. I knew nothing about it until the very same morning. And I got an email, and I just got my guitar and went there. It was great. And then the Troubadour and Fiddler's Elbow and stuff, just... I usually spend like an hour a day or something with emails and texting and Facebook messaging and stuff, and sometimes they just listen to your music and they tell you to come over. So that's how I got the Troubadour, for instance. And that was recently, actually, with the Odds and Ends, and we really had fun there. Yeah.
Who would you say inspires your music then as an Americana singer? What music do you listen to when, you know... As you're putting together your own tracks, so to speak.
Well, there's a lot of contemporary guys such as Todd Snyder, Holly Williams, Hayes Carl, the Old Comedians in Show, and then fieldies such as Hank Williams, Bob Dylan, the Carter Family, Waylon Jennings, all those guys.
I had quite a bit of in your tunes. You've got a bit of coming through, wouldn't some of those artists? I noticed.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. I suppose it's because of the harmonica that pulls it together. Yeah. What would you say if you could bring one of these people into your acts, another artist? Who would you like to work with? I suppose I'm saying.
That's a good one. Well, the dream would be Bob Dylan, but that's kind of impossible. So let's go for Todd Snyder then.
Yeah. Well, Bob Dylan would be good. I mean, if you go back in time, it would be good, wouldn't it, Bob Dylan? Because you've got that kind of sound as well, Bob Dylan. I suppose, again, that is the harmonica side, isn't it?
Harmonica, yes.
Now, You have played, although you've played in London, you've actually played in Nashville, Tennessee, I take it.
Yes, yeah.
Which is fantastic. Tell us about that.
Well, it was the summer of 2012. There was this woman from the UK, actually, Lorna Flowers. She passed away. God bless her. And then she had a company called Songwriters, whatever. So she offered some services that you could hire in advance, so I paid her, and I got to Nashville, and I had a place to stay, places to play at, a tour around town as well, and also I made the most of it, because at that time it was the Americana Music Awards in Nashville, so okay. I got to see all of the acts that I loved, and that was really inspired too. Yeah.
You're gigging at the moment.
Yeah.
Where can people who like this type of music get hold of you at the moment?
Well, I'm gigging twice tonight.
You're a busy boy.
Yeah, I am. I'm playing at the Cafe Provencal in Herne Hill,
yeah,
near Brixton, at 7 p.m. and then at Bar Vinyl tonight, 9 p.m. with my bass player Chris Crooks. And then with the Odds and Ends, we're gonna record a live CD, if it goes well, at the Fiddler's Elbow next Tuesday at 10 p.m.
So you're busy, and London is a great city for live music, especially with the diverse amounts of musics out there. So you have no problems finding audiences for that type of genre, I suppose.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's great, but it's tough too, because finding paid gigs, it's really hard. I started like last April to do that, but it's been a long journey to get to that. And then there's a lot of competition. It's good in a way, because, you know, you get inspired as well, and it makes you write better and stuff. But there are so much people that if you say no to a non-paid gig, there's going to be someone who says yes, so that makes it really hard. Anyway, I'm just out there just trying to get great, and that's all. I don't really care about that now.
Yeah. No. I know you've done a festival, I would say it's fantastic festival music, isn't it? Americana, bluegrass, that type of stuff. You've recently done a festival as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that was what was the good name? Live from the Lawn. Mm-hmm. It was in North Somerset, just outside of Bristol. It was through Flat 50 Management, a London company, and we played there. I played there on a Saturday with James Gable, my guitar player. We played a couple of times, and then on Sunday we played with Paul Sowell, with the fiddle player, and it was tons of fun. It was like a proper stage, proper sound engineer, and it was beautiful. It was at this, it was in Tintersville, it's a National Trust thing. So there was this convent and this chapel from the, I don't know, 18th century or something, and really had fun there.
Great stuff. Yeah. Well, you could do another live track for us. What are you picking for your second track? Tell us about that.
I'm going to play Janine. This is a song I wrote from one of my heroes, Townes Van Zandt, singer-songwriter from Texas. And this is a song that the guitar player James usually sings live, but I'm going to try it myself because he's not here. So this is Janine.
Okay, take it away.
Life on the road is taking its toll. I'm as weary as a second-hand rag doll. First it was for fun, then it became my thing. Wandering from town to town, bombing a drink. Oh, Janine, I screwed up again. Got no money for the train. I gambled every penny, threw it all away. Please let me come back home, oh Janine. There was a time I had a lot of friends. All of my nights seem to have no end. I need a helping hand now to let me sing. No one here knows my name, all they do is scream. Oh, Janine, I screwed up again. Got no money for the train. I gambled every penny, threw it all away. Please let me come back. La 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 la. I know it's me, the one who makes us fight. I know our kids don't see me how you'd like. I can straighten up when I'm done with this gym. I've lost all winter, I'll make it up in spring. Oh, Janine, I screwed up again. Got no money for the train. I gambled every penny, threw it away. Let me come back home. Oh, Janine. Oh, Janine. Oh, Janine. Thanks, man.
Really good.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Great lyrics. Now, talk me through the songwriting process for you, because you mostly write about heartache, booze, women, bars, roads.
Yes, sir.
Nothing wrong with that. All the things I love as well. How do you get your head around this? Do you play the melody? Do you write the lyrics down? Do you draw on things that happen to you? How does it work?
Usually, it happens when I'm on a transport or walking, like on the tube or bus or something, and then some. So it's usually like one sentence with some melody already that strikes me, that hits me, and then I try to record it on my cell phone or try to write it down just to remember later. And from that little spark, it could be the first line, could be the chorus, whatever, then I sit down with the guitar whenever I have the time, and I try to write the whole thing. And the really good ones are usually like in 10-15 minutes. There are other ones that take me a bit longer, but
that's pretty quick. 10-15 minutes. What,
yeah.
For the whole song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's just maybe 1 out of 20 songs. But yeah. And but those are my favourites. I don't know why. It's just because they come out so naturally. You know.
So the EP you got at the moment, the four tracks. Yeah. How did you get to pick the tracks? Was it your favourites, or did you try and have a mix of the your library, so to speak?
I changed my mind a lot just before the recordings. I had like a we had to pick maybe from like 10 songs, and I asked the band as well, the favorites, and then the last set list for the recordings, maybe if we were going to rehearse on Tuesday, maybe I decided probably like Saturday or something, because that's how I usually wrong, but I just try to pick up up-tempo songs, and that's why I only put there just one slow song, which is Only Fire. And I tried to make it a tempo because that's the kind of act I think I am. So,
Only a Fire,
yeah,
which is on the EP, yeah. Heartaches and Whatnot. That's what it's called. Great photo. Where is that?
That's in Nashville.
That's Nashville.
That's from a friend of mine called Kim Matthews. I wanted her to be the photographer for the EP, but she lives in Nashville, so she just gave me her Flickr thing, and I chose one, and it was for free, so it was great.
Well, can't get better than that. Yeah. Should we take a listen to this? Is so this is the whole band on this track,
yes,
we're going to play.
Yeah.
Let's play a track from the EP. This is called Only a Fire, and it's from your EP Heartaches and Whatnot.
Change their faces, but it's always the old game. First off, they get my heart, and then it ends the same. I've seen it in tall women, seen it also in tiny ones. How they promise you the moonlight just before they block the sun. I wonder how many times I need before I learn. Love is only a fire that first warms and later burns. Every time around it's meant to be. I need another drawer, cause I've got too many rings. Too many cute love letters, only paper in the end. What am I pretending?
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, and we're chatting to Dave Santos, who's an Americana singer, joining us in the studio on Sunday Lunch. Welcome back. Now, you told us what music you listen to, but you play. But what do you listen to? The same type of music you play, or do you listen to all types of music?
Not at all. I love rock music too, because that's where I was coming from when I was 16 or something. So I listened to a lot of Oasis, Aerosmith as well, The Stones, and Yeah, that's pretty much. I mean, I'm not going to say that I listen to jazz and stuff because I don't. But yeah, pretty much rock and then my whole Americana roots thing.
You can mix a little bit of light rock into what you do, though, can't you? I'll take it.
I think I used to do when I had a drummer anyway. I actually bought an electric guitar and stuff. And that's why I decided, well, I didn't decide, the guy just took off. But I was going too crazy with the rock thing, I think. So now that I have the fiddle and the keyboard, I've gone more rootsy again. Thank God for that.
Now, you're for people obviously on the radio, but from what I'm seeing here, you're sitting here, you've got the guitar, the harmonica, they call mouth organ, they used to call it, but it's harmonica, isn't it? Really?
Harmonica.
Which you've got to on your the like a neck brace thing, and then you sing as well. It looks so effortless, but I take it, is it harder to play the two at the same time? Because obviously you're strumming one, you're trying to blow a tune to the other. Does that just come natural to you? I would imagine it's extremely hard.
I think after practice it's fine, but anyway, playing harmonica, it's easier than people think, because the harmonica is in the same key than I'm playing. So
you have different keys. You can buy them in different keys, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. So whatever you blow here, it's going to sound good anyway. But it just needs practice. But yeah, it's quite natural to me after... I don't know how long it took me, but maybe a year. I don't know. I'm not sure now.
Is there different types? Because you got some of the mouth organs, you get quite big, and the old-fashioned ones, you just have the little push button at the side.
Oh, yeah, that's the chromatic, and that's...
chromatic, yeah.
Exactly, because that means that you can play any kind of key, any kind of scale there, and this is just the one scale. This is in F, actually, for instance, for Queen of Condom Town.
And would you just play... Can you just play that on its own, or just...
Yeah, of course, yeah, you can. If the song is in the same key, of course.
Yeah, obviously you can't sing it, though, so you've got to let go at some point. But, it's great, and it's a great addition to the guitar as well. Mm-hmm. Is it just 6-string, or do you often go out to 12-string for that type of music?
Yeah, I've never played at 12-string, and because I find the neck quite wide for my hands. I have, like, kid hands or lady hands, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's quite thin. So, and I really don't like the sound of it. I think it's more for, like, ages.
Kind
of
countries,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Now, you've got, so I know you've also got some banjo as well on some of the tracks.
Oh yeah, James used to play banjo, then he had to sell it to eat, but
we can't eat the banjo. They're expensive. Yeah. They're expensive tools, because they're, I mean, especially some of the older ones as well. Yeah. But you've got all the different sizes of the banjo, and you've got the ukulele all the way up to the 4-string. They do a 5-string as well, don't they?
Well, the one that James had was a 5-string banjo thing, and it's a cool thing about the odds and ends, because James, we all sing. Then James plays guitar and banjo. I play harmonica and guitar, and I'm trying to learn mandolin too. Then Chris Crooks.
Now I would imagine that's really hard. Totally different instrument, isn't it?
The
English mandolin.
It's quite harder than the guitar.
Does that have 6 strings, or is it 4?
It's 4 doubled, so it's 8 strings, but like 4. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we got Chris on bass, who plays guitar and bass, and then Paul plays fiddle and keyboard. So it's quite a good mix there. Yeah.
Now, we've got X Factor on at the moment. I don't know if you watch it. Some people do, some people don't. It's like Marmite, I suppose. You love it or hate it.
Right.
Is it anything you'd look at doing? You know, like Britain's Got Talent or one of these reality TV shows?
Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I went to a voice audition last July or something.
Okay, yeah, BBC, yeah.
I was playing in Shoreditch, and I got approached by one of the guys from the casting crew. And she was nice to me. She just gave me her email, so I emailed her, and then I did the registration, and I got there. It was in Wembley Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just opposite, on the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I looked at the Wembley Stadium, and I saw a big sign. Ed Sheeran was playing that night there. I was like, I'm far behind this guy.
Well, he started off on the corner, street corners, didn't he, with his guitar years ago.
So, so I just went to the audition. It was kind of, I mean, they were nice people and all, but it's not really my thing. I went there, I was waiting there for like 3 hours to sing 2 songs. And, it really, they didn't really like me, but I was cool with that. I was just for the experience and maybe to write a song out of that. But, it was cool.
Cool. You going to do one more track for us?
Yeah, cool.
That'd be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Let me play, I'm going to play one song called London Town. That people usually like when I play live, and it's for people who live in London or are thinking to move to London. It's called London Town.
Dave Santos, thank you.
Still remember the time very clear. I was a bit younger and much more naive. I said to myself, let's move to London Town. That's where the money must be. I already had some friends there, and I love that sauce, HP, and it all looked so beautiful in those movies, Love Actually and Notting Hill. So I went to the pawn shop to sell some things, mainly silver and CDs. I went to the bank with 700 euros, came out with 124 quid. So I packed up my stuff, sent my goodbyes, last rings with friends, gave my mother a kiss. I remember coming out of Gatwick, thinking, what a bliss. London town steals all my pounds. I can't make ends meet, but I'm living my dreams. So the first day I went to do some sightseeing, cause you know what's the rush, getting a job. Got me a day travel card, man told me the price. I said, sir, this must be wrong. He said, welcome to London, son. And this guy behind me, he pushed me and then he said, I'm sorry, mate. And I'm like, well, don't be sorry, just don't push me in the first place. And I'm not your mate anyway. So I went to have lunch in Shoreditch, because Google said it was cool. I paid £17 for a tuna sandwich and a beer while sitting on a lamp. They assured me it was a stool. And the place was full of posh people wearing all kinds of Converse All Stars, cause in Shoreditch, that's what they do. I thought I was a hipster too. I was such a fool. London town steals all my pounds. I can't make ends meet, but I'm living my dreams. So I finally got a job working for this rich guy who hasn't really worked in a real long time. 6 in the morning, I was already making coffee and displaying the biggest of smiles. Starbucks. Now I have a bachelor's degree and I write songs and play guitar, but hey, at least I'm in London. This is a great life. And you know, it's really hard to find someone in this city, cause it's such a big, big place. But thanks to Tinder and my good spelling, there was a time I got me a date. I couldn't really afford it, but hey, a day is a day. So we went to the movies, guess who paid for the tickets? £31, make no mistake. She said, I'll get the popcorn. I restrained myself not to shout something nasty. Instead I said, damn straight. It didn't go very well, it was in Leicester Square. London town steals all my pounds. I can't make ends meet, but I'm living my dreams. Time has gone by now, I pretty much know my way around. I know the night buses, the tube, the trains, and the overground, don't take it on the weekends. It's always closed from somewhere to somewhere. And if someone asks me where to go, I shout my lungs out and I say, Camden Town. And if you want drugs, I know where to go to. I work in Brixton. Smells like a pot farm over there. Money? Money's a bit better now, every once in a while. They let me play on stage, and I'm trying to save some money to get away from this and go to some peaceful, magical place. A travel agent suggested the Canary Islands. Oh, funny, that's where I was born and raised. That used to be my damn place. London town steals all my pounds. I can't make ends meet, but I'm living my dreams. London town steals all my pounds. I can't make ends meet, but I'm living my dreams.
dreams. Sweet home London town. Sweet home London town.
That's a fantastic track.
Thank you, man.
The first thing that comes into my mind, it's like your life story as well, into the track. But and then I thought, how the hell does it remember all the words?
I don't know, really. I don't know either.
you get lost. Where was I? You can't even catch it up.
Yeah.
But fantastic. Lots of references to what we just spoke about during the interview as well.
Yeah.
The Camden Town and going back home and everything. Mm. So fantastic. Thanks for joining us on the show. What's
Thanks,
next
man.
For you? You've got gigs coming up.
Yeah, I got these two gigs tonight. So one is, as I said, Café Provençal in Herne Hill, 7 p.m. Camden Town at the Bar Vinyl, 9 p.m. And next Tuesday with the full band, the Fiddler's Elbow in Camden from 10, £5 entry.
If people want to find out more, you've got social media. I've seen it. The Twitter is like _ Dave Santos.
That's it. Yeah.
At Twitter, _ Dave Santos, all in one word. Your Facebook is just, if Dave Santos, you can't miss it because you'll see the picture of you strumming the guitar, so it's quite easy to find.
Exactly.
And you've got a website as well. What's the website?
It's DaveSantosRootsMusic.com.
DaveSantosRootsMusic.com. And from there, by the way, you can actually just join the Twitter, Instagram, all the actual at the bottom. So you just click on those and go from there. So just go straight to the website and you find a little bit about him and his music. We'll be putting this up. If you missed it again, it'll be on demand from tomorrow late afternoon. You'll be able to see some of the videos we've taken, re-listen again to the tracks, and of course re-listen again to the full interview with Dave Santos. Dave, thank you very much for joining us here on Sunday Lunch.
Thanks.